Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, I have four different things put on my account that I did not authorize. The first one is HealWell. The second one is HealWell Power. The third one is for $99.97 HealWell Power. And another one for, was it $109? That's HealWell Gadget, Well Fit Gadget for $109.97. I did not order nothing like this. Hello?
Okay. Verify your shipping address for me, ma'am.
7320 Fox Hollow Drive, Port Richey, Florida, 34668.
Okay. I do see here this is for our Vital Care Keto Gummies.
No, I did not order them.
Okay. Did you receive anything?
No, I have not. Yet I'm charged for it on my bank account. And I was charged on the 2nd, the 525 again. And the other one is 606. And I did not order nothing on this HealWell Fit Gadget, whatever.
Okay. All right. So if you're saying you don't remember, do you remember paying shipment handling $6.95, 97 cents?
Nope, I have not paid none of that. It's same with the it was $6.97 and one is $5.97. I did not order none of that.
Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do for you, what we can do for you in the fraud department, we can put this under a fraud investigation where we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account, so they can verify what the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or fraud charges. But if you do not want to go through that fraud investigation, we do offer a courtesy refund amount.
Well,
go ahead, ma'am.
On what? I want my money back. I did not order none of this. I can't afford, I'm 75 years old, I cannot afford $99 and $109.97. I can't afford this.
Okay. Do you think, okay, so, like I said, if you don't want to go through fraud, we can do a courtesy refund amount, but that would only be a 35%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, we could put that under the fraud investigation for you.
Yes, I'm sure I did not order this.
Okay. All right, then provide me a few seconds while I input the information, please.
Yep.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me, please.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, still there?
Yes.
Okay. While the fraud investigation is going on, we're going to issue the full refund for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get a confirmation email to your email address, letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded. If we do need any more information from you during the fraud investigation, we will contact you.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, there's nothing else. I will call my bank on Monday and make sure that everything's done.
No problem. Well, it's going to take 3 to 5 business days from... So it's not going to process till
Monday. But I'll call them to make sure this account is canceled.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, your bank wouldn't know if the account's canceled. You need to call us to see if the account's canceled. But you're going to get a confirmation email letting you know the account is canceled.
Yeah. Well, I got two more that I got. DoorDashes I got to get rid of, too, so.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it.
Okie dokie. Well, if that's all I can do for you, do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.